Hi everyone, welcome to Advanced Radio and our fitness article for the month of March. And we are on page 36 of your Advanced magazine if you have it with you. Maybe you'd like to open to that page so you can follow along or find it on your digital device so that you can catch all of the vocabulary that we're going to be talking about. And I have some people who, are you guys morning people?
No.
I have periods of morning activity, but I would not say necessarily that I'm categorically a morning person.
Okay, so Josh is not a morning person categorically.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Carolyn is also not a morning person. What about you, Linda?
Well, I'm a morning person if it involves drinking coffee, but definitely not moving around and definitely not exercising in the morning. I'm a morning person and a night person, but I'm not a daytime person.
Aha.
I think that explains a lot to our listening audience.
The bookends.
Yes. Well, our article is entitled Time to Get Moving, and it doesn't mean moving your house. It means moving your body here. So that's why we were talking about exercising in the morning. Do you think it's a good idea to, I mean, we're just talking about ideas now, not about actuality. So do you think it's a good idea to exercise first thing in the morning?
It seems like a pretty good idea because, you know, you need to wake up and getting your heart pumping, getting your brain working. Those seem like good things to do first thing in the morning to start your day.
There's also some studies that say incremental fasting. So that's going for a long period without eating food and doing some exercise can really do a lot when it comes towards weight loss, because you end up burning your energy reserves, which ends up being your fat reserves, which is most people what they're exercising is what they're interested in burning. So there is a lot to be said for exercising in the morning before you eat something.
Okay, I've heard that also, heard that.
Not practiced?
Not practiced it at
now,
all.
Now, when I say a lot to be said, it means that some people will say a lot about it because it's very good, and other people might say a lot about it because they think you're crazy.
And I think here on Advanced Radio, we're a little of both. So you can listen and judge for yourself. Well, we are on page 36, as I said, and we're going to be talking about exercising in the morning, as you can tell. And we are going to read, there's like a paragraph. Let's just start by reading that first paragraph.
Time to get moving. Tips to help you change your morning routine and for staying healthy. Exercising in bed. I'm never more ambitious than I am the night before I plan to work out. I set my alarm for 6 a.m. and fall asleep to visions of myself doing deadlifts joyfully in the morning. But I'm never less ambitious than when my alarm goes off the next morning. Suddenly, all my bold plans go out the window, and I instead lie in bed convincing myself that tomorrow's actually a much better day to work out.
Well, Carolyn and I are in full agreement with this paragraph. Josh is kind of wavering a touch. You agree with part of it, right?
Well, I don't think there's anybody who would agree with joyfully doing deadlifts at 6 a.m. in the morning.
I know a couple people who would agree with that.
Right. So I know there certainly are people who are interested in doing that. I don't know if I could joyfully do deadlifts at any time. But I do agree that in the morning time, waking up and doing some exercising is a good way to get started.
Okay. Well, let's take a look here. It says that I love the paralleling here. It says, I'm never more ambitious than I am the night before I do anything. Actually, I can finish that sentence. Before I plan to do anything. And here it's setting this person's alarm. This is written by Jenny Mayer. So she sets her alarm for 6 a.m. and then fall asleep to visions of herself doing deadlifts joyfully, as Josh was just talking about. But what is a deadlift?
A deadlift, well, it's a type of exercise, and you can find that in your specialized terms, but it's a weight training exercise where you have a bar with weights on it, and maybe if you're just starting out, it's just the bar because the bar can be quite heavy, and you lift the bar up to your waist, and then you put it back down onto the floor, and you're doing this in a very controlled way, and you should learn how to do a deadlift properly and not just try to do it without any sort of training or knowledge, because you can injure yourself doing deadlifts incorrectly.
Yeah, I was just thinking if you just bent from your waist and did this, you would be killing your back.
You would really hurt your back, yeah. So you have to make sure that you do the deadlift correctly. And there are lots of training videos on YouTube. You can find information on how to do them correctly anywhere. But it's a weightlifting exercise.
I think the world record for a deadlift, there are different categories of ways that you do deadlifts. And there are also different things that you can wear as a support. So there are different categories for that as well. But I think the world record is something like 500 kilos.
Oh.
And as you can imagine, if you're going to deadlift 500 kilos, your technique has to be perfect.
Yes. So the technique is important.
Like watching the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. It is a competition in the Olympics. Deadlift is one of the weightlifting categories for a competition.
Mm-hmm. I think Taiwan women's won gold at the last Summer Olympics for
in weightlifting, I think in female weightlifters, mm-hmm. there was definitely a Taiwanese gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty awesome. Actually.
I know. I wonder if she does this at 6 a.m.
I'm sure she trains all day long.
I'm sure she probably does.
Well, most of us are what the next sentence says. I am never less than ambitious. She doesn't use it. I'm never less ambitious than when my alarm goes off the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I so identify with that sentence.
Yeah, so she has this really great contrast where she says, I'm never more ambitious than I am the night before, and I'm never less ambitious than when my alarm goes off.
When the time comes, yes. I love this. So she says, suddenly all my bold plans go out the window. It's kind of interesting how she describes her plans here, actually. She calls them bold, so we know by that word that this is not a norm for her, right? And go out the window. So if something goes out the window, what happens to it, Josh?
Well, in very simple terms, we just throw it away. We throw it out the window, and we're not doing it anymore.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, out the window. If you live in a high-rise, it's really gone, okay? But what does she do instead? I love this. This is so me.
So this is a moment that I think a lot of us share, especially early in the morning when we've set our alarm to go off early, where we convince ourselves that actually tomorrow would be a much better time to wake up and do whatever it is that we're planning.
Yes. It doesn't matter what you have planned to do in the morning, whether it's exercising or reading or studying. It doesn't matter. When you wake up and that alarm goes off earlier than usual and you're just lying there thinking, you know, I could sleep another 30 minutes. Then it's very difficult to get up and do the things that you thought you were going to do.
Mm-hmm. Coffee helps.
Coffee probably would help, but you might not want to drink coffee on an empty stomach and then exercise.
No. But drinking coffee by itself, okay. Okay, so you can tell that the three of us are not up at 6 a.m. doing whatever, doing deadlifts, and we're not doing them joyfully or at all. But there are some things that we say if only to, which is the title of our next reading. So why don't we start here in the middle of the left-hand column, and we'll read to the end of the article.
If only. If only I could exercise in bed, I'd frequently say, I'd be the fittest person in the world. Well, a few weeks ago, if only turned into a reality when I learned about Wakeout, an app that felt like it was designed just for me. Each day, it runs you through a short series of three easy exercises that you can do from your bed and in your pajamas. You perform each move for less than a minute. I downloaded it right away and committed to doing it for at least 10 days to see what would happen. The night before the first day, I set the in-app alarm to go off at 6:57 a.m. on weekdays. The following morning, I was jerked awake by blaring music coming out of my phone. I felt both excited and intimidated, and also instantly awake. Would I be able to keep up with the moves to match these tunes? The answer quickly became clear as the workout quashed my fears. Yes, I would be able to keep up. The moves were simple. I realized these exercises weren't meant to get you in shape, but rather they were literally meant to get you moving.
Is there anything you've if-onlyed about?
Many things. If only I could wake up earlier in the morning. If only I had more time to do things.
Okay, so what about you, Josh? Let me ask that first.
Well, I've certainly also if only, but usually it'd be, oh, if only I'd remembered to bring my umbrella.
Yes, especially in this climate. Well, I noticed that the sentence here, structure here is, if only I could exercise in bed, which is wishful thinking. A lot of us look back and have, if only I had done something. If only I had exercised in bed, maybe I would have gotten up. So notice the different sentence structure here, that verb, if only I could do something, and if only I had done something, the time has passed and you didn't do it, okay? If only I could is stating a conditional about something maybe that you can do if you just would do, okay? So then she goes on to say, I'd frequently say I'd be the fittest person in the world. So I want to talk about this word fit because I think it's a confusing word. If we talk about be in shape or to be fit, what are we talking about?
We're talking about not just being healthy, but being physically strong and having pretty good cardiovascular function and endurance.
Okay. Do you have anything to add, Josh?
Yeah, so maybe the only thing I would add is having a lot of energy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's being fit or being in shape, okay? And I think that we sometimes get that word shape mixed up with like the shape of a person's body, because I hear people use that incorrectly when they're saying, oh yeah, so if you say somebody is really in shape, you know, you can tell by their body too that they're not like a lot of fat hanging around mm-hmm. off their body, okay? But if you say somebody has a good shape, you're talking about how their body looks, okay?
Right. And we'll get more into that, I think, later in our program on mm-hmm. the third day.
Okay. So hang around for that. You have to join us in 2 days to find out more. Okay. So here she said a few weeks ago, her if only turned into a reality when she learned about Wakeout. It's an app that felt like it was designed just for her. And after reading this, it might be designed for me.
Maybe.
Okay, Carolyn, tell us about this app and some others you actually have downloaded on your phone.
Well, this app, Wakeout, is rather interesting. It's a short series of three exercises that you do in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the exercises, as far as I can tell, are random. So there's a long list of exercises that are randomized each day, and you do these short exercises for just a few minutes in bed.
Okay.
But
so you don't do the same ones over and over again every day?
Hopefully not. Since it is randomized, there is a chance that the program will give you the same exercise twice on the same day.
Okay.
But
But there's a whole range that they're picking from, right?
Yeah, okay. There's a whole long list of them. A couple other apps that I like, I use Google Fit because Wakeout, I think, is an iPhone-only app. So you need an iPhone to use it. But there are many apps for Android users. I have an Android phone, so I have Google Fit. I use a couple of the Under Armour apps, which help record exercise, diet. The Google Fit helps count my steps. And then there's also a really great app called 7-Minute Workout. And 7-Minute Workout is 13 exercises done in 7 minutes. And you just
Are you dying by the end?
Well, it is intense. It's a HIIT program, so high-intensity interval training. And this one, I think they call it a circuit training, high-interval circuit training. And the 7-Minute Workout does get intense, high intensity, but it's only 7 minutes.
Do you do that in the morning? First thing in the morning?
I prefer to work out in the evening because, as previously mentioned, not a morning person.
Okay. What about you, Josh? Do you have any exercise apps or wake-up apps on your phone?
I have this thing that goes off at a certain time.
Is that and an
alarm?
I do actually have an alarm, yeah. So I have an alarm. But I do not use any workout apps. So I do have a couple of routines that I do, and I have a swimming routine that I do, but no computerized apps as of yet. That's not true. I do use the Google Fit in order to help keep track of steps, but it's more something that reminds me that if I don't see something saying that I've completed my daily steps, that I should go walking somewhere.
Okay. So she says here that in the article that each day, as Carolyn said, it runs you through. Okay, so it takes you through. I suppose they changed that verb to run because you're doing them quickly and it has to do with exercise. But anyway, you go through a short series of 3 easy exercises, and you can wear your pajamas, best part. Okay, you can wear your pajamas and stay in bed while you do them. There's hope for me yet.
There is.
And you perform each move for less than a minute. So actually she says that, she says that she downloaded it immediately and committed herself to doing it for at least 10 days to see what would happen. What do you think about this 10-day commitment, Josh?
Well, it depends. Did she make it the night before?
Apparently she did. Okay. The night before the first day.
I do think that if you're going to try something new like a routine that you should easily, you should commit to or promise to yourself that you're going to do it no matter what. I think 10 days might be a little bit short in order to see real actual results. If you do an exercise program, usually you don't get a lot of results within 10 days. Usually you have to do it for a little bit longer.
But I think for the author of the article, she's not necessarily trying to see results in 10 days. She's just trying to see whether or not she likes the app.
Sure enough.
So just trying it out, seeing if she likes the exercises, if she likes this whole bed exercise.
Yeah, because most of what I've read has said that you have to do something for 30 days to make it yours.
Sure.
So at least mm-hmm. she's giving it a kind of a chance here by mm-hmm. committing to it for 10 days. Maybe she can continue on for another 10. And usually they say once you hit 30 days of doing something, it becomes more habitual because you get much more used to it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think I'm one that breaks that rule, but.
Making it to the 30-day mark can be difficult.
No, it's the 30-day mark and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm never doing this again.
No.
So the night before the first day, she set the in-app alarm. Okay, so the app itself has an alarm, and she set hers for 7:57 on weekdays. And then the following morning, I love this description, she was jerked awake by blaring music coming out of her phone. So she did not wake up peacefully.
No, this was not a gradual wake up at all.
She didn't listen to the birds chirping in the trees. Okay, if you're jerked awake, it means kind of abruptly awakened, right?
Yeah, usually kind of like with some violence or some force. So it's something that doesn't really happen in a pleasant manner.
But nobody did anything to her. Actually, it was her music that was blaring from a phone. So this was not nice, soft morning music either. If music is blaring, what is it doing, Josh?
Well, it's really loud, and usually it's annoying, and usually it drowns out everything else. So if something is blaring, it means that's the only thing that you can hear.
Okay.
And the music in this app could be described as blaring. It's quite loud, and it's...
Is it irritating?
It might be irritating for some people. It's certainly a unique style of music.
Okay. That's an... Interesting. So you'll have to listen to it to see if you agree with Carolyn. Mm-hmm. And then you can write and tell us if you do. You know, it might change your life. So she goes on. Well, okay. So she says she was jerked awake by this coming out of her phone. And how did this leave her feeling, Josh?
Well, she was both excited and intimidated and also instantly awake. So obviously.
I love that lesson.
The music was loud enough in order to really, you know, sometimes we say wake the dead,
mm-hmm.
right? So loud enough in order to really wake anything up. But then it was also interesting that she was a little bit intimidated by it.
Yeah, so why do you think that is? And what is intimidation?
Well, if you're intimidated by something, then you're a little bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
You're hesitant. And here she's a little afraid that maybe she won't be able to keep up with this app because the music sounds a bit more intense than what she was expecting.
I think we also often feel that way when we are awakened abruptly and by something kind of shocking, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So you're right. It's, her next question is actually, would I be able to keep up with the moves to match these tunes? So they are fast-paced tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know anybody that wants something fast-paced at 6 a.m., but anyway. And then the answer quickly became clear. And what did the workout do to her fears, Josh?
Well, the workout quashed her fears. So it means that it got rid of them or, like, suppressed them or even squished them.
Forcefully.
Right? Yeah.
Forcefully stomped out her fears.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of words we could use here. Squashed, okay? So if you squash something, you make it flat. But here you could use it to say to get rid of something, okay? But this word quash has a good action feeling to it, okay? We don't use this verb very often either. There's a lot of things you don't quash.
Right.
Okay.
Squash is a little more common.
Yeah,
squash something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she realized that she would be able to keep up, right?
Yeah, so despite the fact that the music was very fast-paced and intense-sounding, she was able to keep up with the exercises because the moves were simple.
Yeah, the moves. Okay, that would be me. I would need that. Simple moves. And she also realized something. You know, is she exercising or what, Josh?
Well, she then realized that the exercises from the app really weren't meant to get you in shape. So they're not really super intense, involved exercises. Although, you know, I guess that is happening in bed probably wouldn't be too much of a surprise that it's not really meant to get you in, like, super muscular, but rather that they were literally meant to get you moving. So moving means also in this sense to wake up, to get going, to gain some momentum so you could start moving through your day.
Okay, so here we have this word literally and it versus figuratively. Okay, so what's the difference here?
Well, literal means that something is what it says.
Okay.
And figuratively is more poetic. It's used to describe things in a beautiful way, but you shouldn't take it exactly word for word.
Or literally.
You shouldn't take it literally. You shouldn't take the meaning as exactly what the words say. Usually, idioms are figurative.
Mm-hmm.
They are not literal.
Right.
Although we do have to warn you a little bit about the use of literally in English. Many times people will use literally as an intensifier and a
yes.
modifier, but it does not mean literally in the literal sense. So, for example, I could say, you are literally driving me crazy, and that means that you are really driving me crazy, not that I am actually going insane as a result of your actions right now.
Okay, so she's using this here to describe the music, not that it's going to help her lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks, but it just really is meant to get people moving and see maybe what will follow after that, it sounds like.
And that's a really good thing because having a good start to your morning can affect your entire day. If you are very groggy when you wake up and you have kind of a slow start and you need your coffee and maybe you don't get your coffee when you need it, it can really affect the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
But here, if you get moving and get going and get your heart pumping, get your brain working, get your muscles moving, then you can have a much better start to your day and you might feel more awake and energized throughout.
So are you guys going to download this app onto your phone?
Well, I don't have an iPhone.
I also do not have an iPhone.
That only leaves me, huh?
So I guess you get to download the app, Linda, and let us know how it goes.
In
10 days or less.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in 10 days. Okay, I'll see what I can do about that. Well, we're going from deadlifts to quashing your fears today. And tomorrow we're going to look at really what happened to her. She actually decided to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
She downloaded the app, or she actually I think she had it, but she actually decided to start using it. I'm not sure. I just want to point out that if you decide to use this app, that it actually has an in-app alarm that will wake you up. I know that there's a lot of controversy about keeping your phones in your bedroom with you because that has a big negative impact on the kind of rest that people get, or, you know, just having it sometimes in a room is too attractive to people. So you might want to think about, oh, do I want to keep my phone there, or do I want to walk out and get it and turn my app on after I wake up? Well, we are going to be discussing this again tomorrow, so we hope that you will get moving and open your magazine with us tomorrow and tune in to Advanced Radio. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye. Goodbye.